They're going after Hamas inside tunnels in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And as Israeli forces go deeper in their ground operation, they've taken out a key Hamas terror leader,
Nassim Abu Ajina, who directed one of the attacks against Israeli civilians on October 7th. As they do tell Fox News, the efforts are focused around trying to destroy Hamas capabilities and the leadership command inside Gaza.
Fox's Trey Yanks near the border also reports the Israeli soldier turned hostage they freed yesterday is doing well. Israel's prime minister is rejecting calls for a ceasefire as casualties mount in Gaza. Palestinian officials claim it's now more than 8,500 people dead.
Gaza has turned quickly into a hellhole, says a spokeswoman for UNRWA. That's the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. It's lost 64 of its staff in Israel's bombardment of the territory. The UNRWA spokeswoman telling the BBC one colleague died yesterday, along with his wife and eight children. 670,000 people are now staying in UN facilities in Gaza.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. U.S. forces in Iraq were again targeted overnight, but without any damage done or casualties amid a few dozen attacks from Iran-backed militants in recent weeks. Next hour, the secretaries of state and defense will testify at the Senate, pushing for more military aid to Israel and Ukraine. But House Republicans only want to approve $14 billion to just Israel. And on Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni reports they want to take it from the IRS.
The plan is not to allocate new funds, but to pull funds from the Inflation Reduction Act. Of course, there's going to be a lot of pushback from the Democrats, both in the House and, of course, the Senate.
The White House calls it a non-starter. A hearing will continue a second day in Colorado in a lawsuit to block former President Trump from being on the 2024 ballot in that state over his conduct related to the Capitol riot. It's all based on a Civil War era provision in the 14th Amendment aimed at preventing anyone who had taken an oath to the Constitution, then participated in an insurrection or rebellion, from being elected. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
There's a lot of focus this week in Washington on artificial intelligence. President Biden signed an executive order aimed at making AI safer, including dealing with deepfakes, phony AI-generated audio and video.
I've watched one of me on a couple of times. I said, when the hell did I say that?
Now today, the president meets with senators.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is leading a group of lawmakers to the White House to continue work on first-of-its-kind legislation.
This is about the hardest thing I've attempted to undertake legislatively.
Schumer says the executive order is a great start, but a law would cement and expand AI protection and innovation.
Because lots of the things that were done here can only be done with federal contracts, and all private contracts we have to apply our rules and regulations for as well.
Schumer says a legislative proposal is still likely months away. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, rising stock futures suggest more gains on top of yesterday's surge that lifted the Dow 511 points. At the World Series, Texas sets a record. The Rangers now a perfect 9-0 on the road in baseball's playoffs.
It was a low-scoring affair in Game 3 of the World Series on Monday, with the Rangers getting all the runs they would need against the Diamondbacks on one swing.
Corey Seager smashes the ball down.
That call courtesy of Fox Sports. The two-run homer by Seager, part of a three-run third inning for Texas that would hold up in a 3-1 victory, giving the Rangers a 2-1 lead in the Fall Classic. Game 4 of the series is Tuesday night in Arizona on Fox. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
On Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions closed out Week 8 of the NFL season, beating the Las Vegas Raiders 26-14. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The iconic assembly plant in Belvidere set to reopen. That facility will welcome back thousands of workers soon to build trucks after the UAW and Stellantis reaching a tentative deal over the weekend. Stellantis will also be adding over 1,000 jobs at a new battery plant in Belvidere. University of Illinois police investigating an off-campus shooting in Champaign. It left one wounded. Police say two men got into a fight Sunday at a house party in the 600 block of South 3rd Street and shots fired. A U of I student who wasn't involved was shot and hospitalized, they say, with non-life-threatening injuries. Federal jury convicting a Decatur man of sexually exploiting minors. Kevin Dial found guilty last week of two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, receipt of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. The sentencing hearing is scheduled for February the 26th. Anyone who might have any other information, contact local officials. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
Well, that was definitely frost on the pumpkin. There is no doubt about it.
I got a little arm workout with the frost scraping in my driveway.
Well, I did too. And so we warmed it up and scraped a little here and there. And that's just kind of what happens at 26 degrees.
That's right.
Weather, as we kick off the show, there's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. Greg Solier standing by. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you the free ukulele jam comes your way on Wednesdays. If you want to tap into that tomorrow and learn more about all the programs at urbanaparks.org.
Well, Mr. Greg Solier, our meteorologist, he's taking a look, and this is just, there's one thing when stuff happens, it's another thing when you expect it, and with your fine work, we expect stuff. We knew this was coming, sir.
Well, thank you. We've got various conversations going on in our ear here, but I thank you for the accolades, and if maybe that has to do with the result of a little snow in the air and forecasting, well, by golly, we'll be looking at that here this Halloween. Happy Halloween to one and all here, and a little spooky around the edges, certainly manageable, more or less just stuff in the air, I think, as the day wears on for the day today, particularly this afternoon. You can see that weather system well-defined over Wisconsin, 1 to 2 inches of snow there. On the overnight hours, and a little band of some snow showers and flurries lined up from about east of Rockford down along the Illinois to just north of Peoria, and that stuff up through Wisconsin, Minnesota is auguring to the east and southeast. So if you had a little coating on something on a colder surface, it's probably northern Kankakee, Vermilion, Ford counties, and points on up to the north. So, but moderation expected here as we move on through the weekend and early next week as well, but a little more busyness to the weather maps and charts, i.e. rain. Out the door this morning, bundle up accordingly. 26 now. Will it in Savoy, same at Rantoul, 25 at Danville, 26 Bloomington Normal. Forecast high, not much for the day today, more or less a typical late November day as opposed to the last day of October. A Halloween high of 39, partly sunny, windy, cold, and a couple snow showers and flurries here later this morning and more so this afternoon. They'll move out early on tonight, cold with a clearing sky on the overnight down at 24. Tomorrow, sunny, cold, and 43 on a northwest to west wind coming southwesterly. We'll bottom out in the upper 20s tomorrow night, partly cloudy, breezy, up near 50 Thursday, more seasonal Friday, a partly sunny, windy day at 57. And over the weekend, there may be a couple of rain showers late Saturday to Sunday, perhaps Monday as well, but temperatures back to more seasonal norms around here. That means 60 by day and lows into the 40s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we kick off our show. It is Halloween. Trick-or-treaters got to deal with wind. And really, really cold. We found that we didn't stay out very late when it was windy and cold like that. So I think I have enough candy.
Maybe the winter coat under your, you know, costume or whatever you're going to do tonight, 6 to 8.
Nicolee Ambrose, she's in Baltimore, Maryland. Happy to talk to her because nobody talks to her there. She's not invited to any parties. She's
thing.
Got nothing. How are you? Nicolee, are you there? Hello.
Oh, I can hear you. There are some tech issues, though.
Okay. So I think I might have figured it out. First day, you know.
Yeah.
Nicolee Ambrose, Baltimore, Maryland. Lonely, like a Maytag repairman, because she's a Republican in Baltimore. Anyway,
you know,
good to have you on.
Cool. Next, I'm going to hear crickets.
There you go.
No.
We don't have it.
That's
also another tech
technical
issue.
Technical glitches. I lost my crickets.
This is the benefit of tech issues. I don't get to hear crickets, but
no,
I get
that's
to
right.
talk to TVJ and Diane.
Sick of your show. You always play crickets for me. Think of something
we
new.
We need to freshen up.
Well, okay.
It's like my orchestra.
You've got Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. What is your take on this congressman, now Speaker, now third in line for the presidency from Louisiana, Nicole?
Right. So he kind of went from relative obscurity in terms of, you know, we've got a parade of Republican stars you see on TV, and very few Americans knew about Mike Johnson. But I have to tell you, from the legislative schedule he's proposed for the last 3 days of this business week, he's clearly setting the tone. There is a new culture, there is a new sheriff in town, and they have probably the most aggressive legislative schedule I have seen since the Tea Party days. And I think it's exciting, right? Especially when we're in this era of, I think most people agreeing, yes, we should have standalone spending bills that people can actually hash out differences and make sure our taxpayer dollars are used wisely instead of thrown into one big mishmash of an omnibus bill. Like, this is, these are exciting changes. Just this week, they're looking to vote on three appropriations bills, and they only have 3 days of business scheduled, so it's going to get exciting.
Okay. Well, he seems like a guy that's very likable. And
had to be, yeah. Right? To get elected when no one else could, sure.
No, it's just, but I think it was a real mistake by Kevin McCarthy to give one person a chance to call for a vote.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are like Velcro. They'll never vote off of what their party tells them to do. How is that?
I'm still convinced that Kevin thought the Democrats were going to save him. I specifically think he thought Nancy Pelosi would give the order to save him. And I think he was shocked by it. And this is just on my personal take, which is why when the Democrats did not save him, that night they kicked Nancy Pelosi out of her posh little office in the Capitol because she threw Kevin under the bus.
Yeah, she kind of did, because she had said, give it to him, we've got your back. That's what Nancy Pelosi reportedly told Kevin McCarthy. But to be shocked, I mean, I can't be shocked.
Right.
I mean, you can be surprised, but come on. It's just, remember George Herbert Walker Bush, no new tax, read my lips, no new taxes. Democrats had his back too. Remember? Remember? it's we are in an unbelievable time now. We got to, you know, government's going to close down. We go through that like 900 times every time around. It's just crazy.
Right. I think Americans are becoming dull to this, right? Like, yada yada yada, why are they still talking about it? So right now we have until November 17th to get this government funded. The House has passed 5 appropriations bills, which is like better than I think most people think. The Senate has passed 0. I think a lot of people agree on this concept of, right, passing these standalone bills. There's 3 more on the schedule for this week. At that pace, they could get through all 12 by the time you get to November 17th. The key is the Senate, what we keep hearing from the Senate and we keep hearing from the White House, that obviously are both Democratic controlled. Oh, whatever the House does is dead on arrival, or no, we're not going to do the southern border wall, or no, we're not going to separate out aid for Israel and Ukraine. And what they seem to be missing is what the American people think, right? Because you have at least 80% of Americans who believe illegal immigration at the southern border is a serious crisis or problem for Ukraine. I was surprised to hear this, and this is even a CNN poll. This is that 55% say Congress should not authorize additional funding for Ukraine. So all of these things, like, matter. These representatives in Congress are supposed to hear this stuff and vote on it. So when you have the request for standalone bills, I think the White House and the Senate make a grave error to say, oh, we absolutely refuse for you to vote on separate bills. First of all, they need to respect that the House can absolutely vote on whatever bill they want to and send it over, but there also has to be this concept of negotiation, not refusing everything outright.
Well, I asked a lot of guests this, Nicole Ambrose on the Tapman's Choice phone line. Do you think it will be Donald Trump v. Joe Biden next fall?
Given the poll numbers, I mean, Trump's got phenomenal poll numbers. Generally, when we look at these Republican primaries, if someone gets can get 25% of the vote that can win the nomination, and Trump's been way over 50.
Yeah, I guess my question is legally. I mean, they're trying to get him off ballots in Colorado. They're just doing everything they can to keep this man from being the candidate. So
those legal arguments based on the 14th Amendment are an utter and complete joke. Like the fact that the lawyers representing the left can even go in there with a straight face is preposterous, actually. The issue with that, or the issue with the 12 million documents Jack Smith has submitted in the D.C. case, or what have you, all of these issues, I just have difficulty believing that when you have kind of radical activist judges, that it doesn't ultimately have to make its way all the way up to the Supreme Court and get solved. The drama between then and now is going to be intense. I think the bigger question, I think these legal arguments, right, are meant to be obviously stall tactics, et cetera, et cetera. I actually think the gag orders are one of the biggest Democrat miscalculations ever, because what do most Americans not like about Trump is when he dwells on the past, right? People want him to look forward. Okay, say what you're going to do for the future. And the gag orders force him to talk about mm-hmm. the future. So I think that's the biggest Democrat miscalculation ever with these gag orders. But to me, the ultimate question of who will be running for president next fall is more a factor of age and health.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep,
you
right.
got like 77% of Americans saying they don't want a rematch. Do you really think Joe Biden can make it through?
Well,
that's why I
really think in August, because she wouldn't want to run anyway, she didn't want to campaign, they're going to just announce Joe's not feeling well. Michelle Obama, ladies and gentlemen, and Nikki, she'll win. Michelle Obama could run in October and win. I mean, that's just where we are. So
I think just about anything can happen. I mean, obviously, Gavin Newsom is positioning himself. You've got several Democrats trying to position themselves, or Lord knows what's going to happen.
Well, Gavin's in China playing basketball with the children. Hey, did you see that thing? He like collided with his child and fell on him. It was like so embarrassing. Come on.
It's like, dude, come on. You're playing with kids. Let's work on
Don't
this.
Don't get the competitive edge when you're playing with kids.
Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom, is clearly positioning himself for that role. So, Nancy, okay. Can you believe that? Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
I see.
What is that? Anyway, Nikki, always a pleasure. How can people find you?
Well, Stevie J, they can find me at NikkiAmbrose.com. They can find me on Facebook at Nikki USA, Nicole with an extra E, N-I-C-O-L-E-E USA, and on X at Nikki Ambrose.
Well, appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Nikki Ambrose, ESPN 93.5. We'll get to some sports headlines in just a couple of moments. First, Greg Soyer.
Oh, his weather. For our trick-or-treaters tonight.
You need to know this. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Make sure you're getting your regular mammograms and learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday. We'll lead it off with this Halloween Tuesday, a hint of early wintertime. The look and feel expected for the day today. Fast-moving clipper system will bring a little dash of some snowfall from time to time later this morning, and more so this afternoon and early on this evening. Another lobe of cold air settles on in. Nice recovery on temperatures. A bit wind blowing for the end part of the weekend into the weekend, too, and increasing shower prospects as well. Partly sunny, windy, cold. Cold for the day today. A couple of snow showers and flurries breaking out late morning and more so this afternoon. Highs just 39 degrees. Hold on good and tight to that trick-or-treat bag. Got a southwest to west wind. Shifting northwest, picking on up at 20 to 30 and gusty. Lingering snow shower early on tonight. Then unseasonably cold. Clearing skies and a low down to 24. Sunny cold tomorrow at 43. Will pop to 50 on Thursday. 57 on Friday. A couple of rain showers over the back end of the weekend. Early next week, high temperatures around 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soyer.
All right, thank you, Greg. We're going to get our latest Fox Business Minute. That'll be coming up next. Only 27% of employees are engaged at work. 27%. We'll talk about that coming up.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
JetBlue says it was hit by staggering delays because of weather in the summer quarter. The airline lost money in the period. JetBlue is also expecting to report a loss for the current quarter. Caterpillar's earnings topped expectations. The heavy equipment company says it's seeing strong demand for its high-end construction equipment. The government infrastructure project is resulting in upgrades to roads, railways, and other transportation. It's also seeing demand from customers in oil and gas, defense, and other areas. Apple shares are lower. The company introduced new MacBook Pro and iMac computers at its Monday event, along with three new chips to power them. And Anheuser-Busch InBev saw a small improvement in its recent quarter. The stock is up 3%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful, and that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th, at the beautiful I Hotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. Some wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at, and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel. You can go to steviejtravel.com for more information, or just simply come on over to the I Hotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, I Hotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go? Well, if you're trying to sell your home, you're going to want somebody that can actually get her done and get it done quickly. Well, Nate Evans is constantly investing in cutting-edge technology and marketing to sell the best homes for the most money. He can now give you options for your home before you talk to him. Why don't you look into Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group?
And when you look into it, you can also browse the secret list of homes, that coming soon program that you can't get access to anywhere else. You start the conversation, you talk about your timeline and your goals as you call the team at Nate Evans with the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Get that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. That's the goal. And everybody on his team has great experiences. And experience is what you need to get the most money for your home. A friend you can trust. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at this number, 217-239-7113. Or an online search to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Johnny has jumped in. Brother Johnny.
Hey, Stevie.
Fresh from the coffee with some of our leading
coffee do you actually consume across the way here?
Not that much.
A couple cups, two maybe?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Champaign County issues, and we're keeping track of that, is the state with Governor Pritzker has essentially said the state is in charge. If we want to put windmills, XYZ over here, they want to take more state control and less local control. Mm. So the county board needs to stand up and say, we don't necessarily want that on the best farmland in the world. Why would we consume it with windmills?
Well, or maybe we do want it. The point is, we should decide.
Right.
The state can't tell us what's good for us.
That's
because
right.
They might be wrong about what's good for us.
And they don't realize the area that they're putting
exactly.
it in.
Exactly. Oh, so. You can't do that. There'll be water. Don't. We haven't seen that on
right.
our map.
And it could have been.
Right. No, you're right.
It could be in a neighborhood.
No, they don't know anything. They don't care about. They shouldn't have built their houses there.
Right.
You know, that's what happens when you get further and further away.
Away from local.
You got to keep it local.
You had said that a few years ago. We should move more toward local and less away from local because we know where the mayor lives.
Well, no, right. That's the point.
That's
because
the whole thing.
If you do have local that most people disagree with what they're doing, they're going to be gone because you can do something about it. When it comes from Chicago or Washington, notice I didn't say Springfield, Chicago or Washington, we just put our nose to the ground and do what we're told.
Yeah.
But what about the hypocrisy of the environmentalists when the windmills shockingly kill a lot of birds every year? They do.
I don't know about the study on that.
No, you look that up. Say, do birds kill windmills?
Okay.
The windmills kill birds. There's a
Diane,
lot of things.
The birds aren't around the windmills, whether they're dead. There are a lot of birds killed. It's something like a 500,000 a year, but that's not a lot of birds across the country. It's still, the point is, do we need... It's not like a landfill. We don't need the windmills, but we're told, yes, we do, because the country and the world is going to die in 10 years if we don't put them up.
Right, right.
And a lot of people actually disagree with that. Oh, you'll hear, no, we got a real problem. But what if we disagree here? And it's like, no, it's for the greater good. And now you're in real trouble.
You're real trouble. and isn't that socialism?
Well, it's totalitarianism.
Totalitarian. I get my isms
you
mixed
get
up
to,
sometimes.
You get, well, I feel like you get to totalitarianism. With socialism.
Yeah,
by saying everybody's going to be equal, which we are. None of us have anything.
Yeah. So my online search says, well, it's true. Some birds die every year filing into turbine towers or blades. It's actual the numbers are negligible. Statistics show that in the United States, wind energy facilities cause 1 in every 4,000 documented bird deaths from industrial activities.
So a bird's life doesn't matter.
I've also heard that throws off the bees and...
Well, there's also
like
the sound,
too,
but Johnny's right. The point is the local.
Right.
You got to have control and not allow Governor Pritzker to say what Champaign County ought to do. That just isn't right. So that was fun. We got a break. We'll come right back. So there's somebody got coming up. There's only 27% of people now, and Johnny ran a big company before he retired. 27% of people now are engaged at their job. 27.
Right. Engaged. What does that mean?
Engaged.
We're actually in the mission.
Really, we're really together.
They're
punching a clock, waiting for 5 o'clock, going home. I told Diane, she's really engaged.
No, well, I mean, no, I have to
you're,
be.
You're in the 27th.
Especially the last week you or are, two. Oh, my
you,
goodness.
That's because you employees get engaged when they feel like you care about them.
Yeah. Right.
And you're not just trying to get every nickel out of them.
Right.
And then you're getting all the money, blah, blah, blah.
That's right.
If you have kind of more of a mission environment, which is kind of like a family, then they'll be engaged.
That's right. And
I never wanted to be anybody's boss. I just didn't want to get bossed around. That's why I had my own
company. That's why I was successful, because he was one of them, and it allowed, you know, discussion, arguments, figuring the best route out.
And it's hard because you can't be one of them, because you're supposed to make the decision that affects their lives. So that's tough.
Yeah.
But there is a way to be empathetic and do the best you can for them. Really want to do what's best for the company. And that's what we don't want JB to do that for Philo, but you have to do that for your own company.
217 Texter, you have to have wind and solar because JB closed the power plants.
There you go.
That's true.
Now, that's where you do need it.
Yeah.
And that's why you want local control, so that you don't have to be ruled by this all-powerful being who makes the decision.
217 Texter, the windmill thing is happening in Piatt County right now.
Yes.
It was voted down, but then the new regulations from the state came in and overrode the government.
That's right. Wow. I know we have only a few seconds, but 217-359-2255.
You just can't come in and do that if the locals don't want it. That is wrong,
It goes all the way up to the to the greater good for the planet.
Yeah.
They may be wrong about that,
but we
can't stop.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The Israeli military fighting inside Hamas tunnels underneath Gaza. Fox's Greg Palcott describes the complicated 300-mile network.
Where they hide out, where they plan their attacks, where they have command and control centers, where they store ammunition, and it's really believed where they're stashing maybe a lot of these 230 plus hostages, which they have.
Israel also saying they've killed another Hamas commander. U.S. troops in the Middle East under fire again. Two armed drones target Iraq's Ain al-Assad air base. No casualties reported. And the Maui Police Department releasing body-worn camera footage from the August 8th wildfire.
Fire starting up again. This house is going to catch on fire pretty soon. They have propane tanks, so I would get out now.
Okay.
Yep, grab everybody. Everybody's got to evacuate.
And to date, the official death toll of the wildfire is 99. Four people remain unaccounted for. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police asking for help in their investigation of a shooting that left one U of I student hurt Sunday morning in the area of South 3rd Street, East Healy Street. A police investigation suggesting two men got into a fight at a large house party. The student is expected to be okay, according to police. Windsor Road litigation based on a simple premise of the city of Urbana believe it didn't get what it contracted for. The city hired Stark Excavating to rebuild 1.4 miles of Windsor Road from Ray Street to Philo. Stark built a concrete road that cracked within months of completion. Since then, the damage has only gotten worse over time. The city awarded $2.9 million for damages. Illinois men's basketball team wrapped up its preseason with an 82-75 victory over number one Kansas in the Maui Strong Relief matchup exhibition at State Farm Center. Terrence Shannon led all scorers with 28 while knocking down the team high 5 3-pointers. Finding Illini opened the regular season at home against Eastern Illinois. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, somebody said, didn't Governor Pritzker already pass the eminent domain? I guess that's true.
Right.
So I thought the farmer had to be in on the agreeing, but they can come take your farmland and say, we're putting...
Well, you've got to sell it to them for that.
But they can force you
yes.
to sell it to them. It's
yes.
eminent domain. They'll take it, but they'll give you, quote, a fair market price.
Whatever that, and they'll determine what that is, because once you have to sell it, that'll be going lower.
That is not.
My objection, Steve, is that the need for it is, I disagree that the life of the planet depends on us putting up windmills on the best farmland in the world. But also, it's just a matter of who's going to take care of it when they need to be either maintained or taken down. I'm going to tell you, nobody, because you can go offshore and see the platforms sitting there.
They're still out there.
Yeah. And they've taken a lot out, but it's very difficult to force them to. Once the well's dry, it just gets sold for the dribble, and then the guys take what's left and they go out of business, and there's the platform sits. And so you got to deal with that. But I don't I don't like the horizon.
No,
on the window.
I mean, Martha's Vineyard got slammed because they suggested they put it in Martha's
there
Vineyard
you go.
Off the coast, but it was just so ridiculous.
And you see the flashing red lights in the evening of that. I mean,
all right, 217-359-2255. You want to comment? We're going to talk about why you're not engaged at work next.
Okay.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and the vicinity, and a hint of early wintertime expected for the day today on this last day of October, and welcome to Halloween as well. A little spooky around the edges, a wind blowing partly sunny day today, and a couple of snow showers and snow flurries in the air as the day wears on, and in particular this afternoon, the high about 39 degrees. Hold on good and tight with the goodies on a southwest to west wind shifting northwest 20 to 30 and gusty. Lingering snow shower early on tonight with early winter cold and a clearing sky, low down at 24. Tomorrow, sunny, cold in 43. We'll pop nicely, though, on temperatures for the end part of the weekend and probably into early next week as well. But increasing rainfall prospects are back into play. No rain tomorrow at 43, as mentioned. Partly cloudy, breezy, 50 on Thursday, 57, and a partly sunny wind blown Friday. Over the weekend, a couple of rain showers late Saturday into Sunday. Don't forget the time change here. Sunday, a couple of rain showers Monday as well. Temperatures close to seasonal norms, highs around 60. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Only 27% of employees are actively engaged. These are the employees that are committed to the mission, vision, and values. They go the extra mile. That means 73% of all employees are either ambivalent or disengaged. Business strategist, author of Swirling the Drain, Why Small Businesses Fail and How to Stop the Leaks, Brent Garrett. I'm Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
There's Brother Johnny. Brent, how are you?
Hey, Stevie J and Diane, nice to be back with you, and happy Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Johnny is with us. He ran a company with 1,000 employees in Houston and New Orleans in the oil and gas industry, and we were just talking about what was your secret again, Johnny?
Well, the environment that has to be something that the employees buy into from the standpoint, am I going to get anything out of this, and does anyone care about
me?
It's hard because, you know, the 25% of the people are probably who get the most benefit for the company just by the nature of capitalism. Because as you spread out the management and then the higher paying jobs, and then you got the guys doing all the work.
Administrative
roles. But I think it's those guys doing all the work that you have to really acknowledge. That's why we're here. And make sure they know you're grateful for what they're doing. And you'd be amazed how much difference that makes and how many people won't do that in their company.
Brent, that's not easy to do, is it?
No, and I think you're spot on. I think 25 to 30% of your team is totally bought in. They see a career path. They're excited about being on your team. There's this 20% that turn almost dark, and they're actively disengaged. And it's that other 50% that we've got to bring up, because unfortunately, the actively disengaged are people, or what I call won'ts. I try to take my teams and break them down, and are they a can't or a won't? If they're a can't, then we're going to train them. Mm-hmm. If they're a won't, we're going to trade them. We're going to trade them, just like here at the end of the baseball season, we're going to trade people that don't have good batting averages. Because here's the problem. That 20% can infect your entire culture, and that 50% that maybe they're not engaged, but they're still going to work, we've got to lift them up a little bit, and the worst thing that can happen is that they go to lunch with an actively disengaged team member. We can kill your culture more quickly than you think.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like a basketball team. When a guy wanted the ball all the time, he'd get mad and kind of mess the chemistry up.
Well, it's the old selfish. Bad apple will ruin a whole barrel.
Yep.
And that is true.
But here's a growing problem. How many in government work do you think are can'ts or won'ts? There are going to be a lot of won'ts. And there's nothing you can do with a government worker. You can transfer them, right? I mean, they're pretty secure jobs. And some people that work in government, I'm sorry, just aren't very interested, but it's a pretty good job.
You know, one of the, it's a good point, and you're right, and that might be a that may be a group that they're a little more challenged. But I will tell you what I've found from these 30% that are, you know, that are engaged in the business. It has a lot to do with what they were taught between 3 and 7 when they were growing up.
Wow.
And you know, and that other group, there are signs. they tend to be absent a lot. Their productivity suffers, and it is significantly lower than the mean. And they're disconnected from their coworkers. They don't feel a connection to the people they're working with. And in fact, you know, it's kind of cliche, but misery loves company. Come on in, the water's warm. Let's talk about this rather than do the work.
Well, I retired, Brett, about 5 years ago, but I got to tell you, it'd be harder today because guess what? Forget about won'ts. They won't come to work. They don't want to go to work.
Right.
And so they want to be home. And then that I couldn't manage because it just doesn't work for me. I want to be with people. And it's harder and harder, it looks like to me, to get that kind of a culture and a feel and an enthusiasm to go into the office.
Because so many people are strapped for their staff, they've got to keep everybody because you know how to do the gig I don't have time to hire up.
There was a joke.
I would challenge that thought, guys. I've looked at my business and I think you said you were in Houston. I'm in Dallas. I've got a plumbing and air conditioning business and I'm doing business coaching as well. But In that time period, I really wish I had moved quicker with those actively disengaged folks. And I act quicker now. If they are won'ts, we trade them. And I would just tell you that I probably look at my revenue base, and there's probably 20% of my customers that I probably should trade as well.
Yeah, I guess.
And that would and do that every year because – about 80% of our revenue comes from about 20% of our customer base.
Yeah.
And what these actively disengaged folks do, or those, I'll call it disengaged customers, I know it's kind of an arrogant way to approach your business, but they are sucking up or saturating your service base. You know, you might be well served and drop a lot more to the bottom line by reevaluating your customers and that bottom 20%.
Brent, you're 100% correct. They'll drain your energy, is what the company energy. Yeah. And that's a big deal because their bad attitude. I think it's you're talking about when the won'ts are just the bad attitudes. I have a friend with 200 people. I said, how do you get these? Where'd you find these people? He said, well, I went through 2,000.
Oh, boy.
It's a lot of trading.
Yeah, it is.
But over a period of 10 years, I'm talking. But.
Yeah.
So if you're a manager or leader of a company, how do you attract more of that 30%? And I think what really, if we took ownership as owners and leaders and managers, it's in the interviewing process. And the questions need to be somewhere in the conversation of, where do you want to be 3 years from now? And I've started to put that into like the last 10 years. If that candidate cannot answer the question, guys, they have no dreams. They have no career path. They have no vision for their own future. That is a big sign to me that they are a potential, high potential won't or a not engaged and actively disengaged. Everybody wants to get paid. Not a lot of people want to work in that 70% group. I'm really cautious about making general assumptions about any individual. But some of these are patterns where people have become apathetic or they just don't have vision for their own life.
I'll tell you, the hardest thing for me was in an interview determining how the guy or girl would do because after 2 or 3 months, you start to see the real employee, and sometimes they're twice as good as you ever hoped, and sometimes it's a complete bust.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost have to put them in the job. In the final analysis, you do have to.
Yeah.
Well, but you can do good screening with interviews and whatnot, and good questions.
Absolutely.
I know somebody who went through the two interviews and explained it was an 8-to-5, and it was in the office. And they signed all the papers, and they did all the thing, and the first day he shows up an hour and a half late, disheveled, and he said, "What's up?" He said, "I'm a gamer, dude."
Yeah.
And it was a good job. It was a high-paying job.
There you go.
So, and then there's this story going around where the guy is interviewing the prospective employee, and he says, tell me about yourself. He said, well, I smoke a lot of weed, and I come in late, and sometimes I leave early. And the guy just leaned back in his chair and said, when can you start?
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, but the good news is for the 27% that want to get hungry and die for loose balls, you can write your ticket. If you are really wanting to make your company better, you can write your own ticket because everybody will hug you and try and keep you, or you'll go somewhere else. So you got to be good on the other side, because if you find somebody, Brent, you better keep them.
You know, you guys were sharing a sports analogy. Do you know how many World Series were won when Barry Bonds was playing? And what I heard about Barry is that he had a corner locker and three lockers on each side and didn't talk to anybody in his team. It was only after he left that they won, I think, two World Series.
Yeah, there was actually
three years.
10, 12, and 14, the Giants won it all. And that was Barry Bonds never won one, right? I mean, it was unbelievable.
Was he ambivalent and disengaged, do you think?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's no fun either. It's really no fun.
Uh-huh.
Well, Brent, we appreciate you. How can people find you and your book?
Well, I'm in Dallas, Texas. You can find me at Brent@BrentGarrett.com or BrentGarrett.com. Swirling the Drain, Why Small Businesses Fail and How to Stop the Leaks. This is my second or third time to see you guys. I was born in Macomb, Illinois, and grew up in Cuba. So
that's right.
Last quick text, 217 says, what do you do with a won't that is leadership above you?
Okay.
Wow. Oh, that's a problem.
Wow.
What do you do with a won't that, well, you know what? Sometimes you have to orchestrate your own trade.
Yeah, right. You have to find something else.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brent, good to meet you. We appreciate you.
Take care.
Happy Halloween, guys.
You as well. Happy Halloween. It's Brent Garrett down in Dallas on the Tapman's Towing phone line. All right, that was good.
Yeah.
It was interesting. But you know, when he says trade, it means kind of let him go.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah. No, well, he was being kind.
Yeah.
But maybe you could trade him. I don't think we
do that.
Well,
in government, they do. Yeah. They shuffle them and they transfer them.
Right. If someone was willing to work with, didn't have it for what we had them doing, we would try to find another place that they could do something. That worked half the time.
Wouldn't bother other people.
Yeah. Sometimes you just realize this guy really doesn't want to.
And the chemistry in the office place or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's really bad if you're in a place where people whisper at a door frame because they're standing there and they're talking a lot.
I think it comes down to really how you treat them, whether you want them to know who's boss or you want them to know we're all in this together, and we're all going to benefit.
Yeah,
from it. That's it. And if you can't convey the, you're going to benefit if I do, then they're not going to be that engaged.
Yeah, I just started excusing myself when there was that inner work office gossip and stuff like that. It was just like, I'm going to the bathroom, guys. See ya.
Well, yeah, it can be bad. Well, anyway, you're right though. Making it good for everybody and exciting and the mission and stuff and. Yep, it's good stuff. All right, we're going to jump to morning sports. 7:47. Diane has that.
Detroit Lions over the Las Vegas Raiders, 26-14. Our Illinois football team in action at Minnesota at 2:30 on Saturday. And now we have a game time for Veterans Day on November 11th. That'll be Dad's Day also on the Big Ten Network when we face Indiana at 11 a.m. So easy to remember, 11-11 at 11 a.m.
Oh, that's easy.
Exactly. We had Illinois basketball, the women beating Truman State 121-60 yesterday. 14 players on the court getting some playing time and at least a dozen with at least 1 point. Genesis Bryant led the team with 18. Next up, we'll be starting the season against Morehead State at 6 o'clock on November 7th. World Series underway. Texas wins, leading the series 2-1. Texas beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. That final was 3-1. Rangers have this like perfect on the road going on and are just can't take them down, it seems.
The best record in history of baseball on the road in the playoffs, the Texas Rangers.
Right.
9-0. How can you do that?
I know it.
How can you do that?
And it looked like Max Scherzer got a back spasm or something after three innings into his start. So but John Gray ended up saving the day. Bulls over the Pacers won 112-105. Io with 11 minutes had 4 points going on.
Not playing a ton, but he got a good contract, so everybody's happy.
Exactly.
Well, he might not be. He wants to play.
True. So. True. Chomping at the bit. Arizona over the Blackhawks 8-1 in NHL action.
All right, 7:49. It's Halloween, and we got trick-or-treating 6-8 tonight. How many pieces of candy do you need if it's windy and cold? Less than if it was 60 and sunny.
Right.
So it's just not going to be, because when the little ones are, it's just not going to be long.
I know.
It's just uncomfortable. We've been out there in the driving rain and cold. It depends how old the kids are.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get it out because you got some candy.
That's right.
It's the only time of the year you can get free candy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
I thought it was all good. Hid my stash. Aiden told me yesterday he ate it all.
Well, good to know. Good to know before the doorbell
exactly.
rings. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to stay away. It's okay. It's a real... wandering around grabbing a piece when it's around.
I thought I hit it really well.
Well, not for Aiden. Good work, Aiden. Where to find it. All right, Dr. Todd coming up on Halloween. Be carefuls for the pets. Stand by.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Well, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby and Champagne. Todd, how are you? You there, Todd?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
You're cutting in and out.
I'm cutting in and out.
Hmm.
There you go.
Okay, that sounds okay?
I hear you now.
Okay. Well, it's Halloween.
I love technology.
I of course, think of my dear sweet Charlie, our big old white.
Candy English. Isle was the nickname. That was Easter when he jumped up and got some of the Easter baskets and ate practically everything.
He found the bag of eggs. It was actually floor level. It was in my office under my desk.
Okay.
And he found it with his incredible smelling scent, which all doggies have, and just opened like a dozen, two dozen eggs and I feel bad to this day that dear sweet Bella had to make throw up with that hydrogen peroxide on a piece of bread. They both threw up. One threw up just nothing. The other threw up a candy aisle, and it was like in wrappers and everything. They didn't even chew it. Didn't even chew it, Todd. Anyway, this is bad because why is chocolate so bad, and particular gums with X, the thing that begins with the X thing? Why is that so bad for dogs?
The chocolate, it's caffeine. It's like, you know, your dogs don't drink coffee in the morning because they don't process caffeine like we do, which, as you know, when you drink too much caffeine, it affects your heart. And so it makes the heart very irritable, and you can have heart issues all the way up to heart attack type things from the caffeine. Now, xylitol, the X thing, is an artificial sugar. And what that does is it causes the dog's blood sugar to fall like a diabetic, and they're going to diabetic shock because their sugar goes too low, and that can kill too. So that can lead to dogs actually being hospitalized on IV drips with sugar going in to maintain for 2 or 3 days while the process wears off. And that doesn't take much of that to happen either.
So a dog can get a stick of gum with the
xylitol.
Xylitol, and it can kill them?
Yes, it can. Thank God it doesn't happen very often. I think I've only had 3 or 4 cases, but it's enough you want to talk about it all the time because you don't want the 4.
Right.
And the other things we don't talk about a lot are your stress of the doorbell ringing over and over.
Oh, that's right.
So a lot of dogs get stressed out by that. So you need to find a comfortable situation for your doggy, kitty, whatever, to make sure they can handle all the doorbell ringing. So some dogs, we got, you know, various types of tranquilizers like trazodone that are good for a dog on a night like this.
And the other thing that some pets will do is, cats especially, line up on that door, and you keep opening that door, and boom, they're gone.
Ooh, that's right. They get fired up, so stressed, adrenaline going.
Yep.
What about dog costumes? Any problems there?
Vision. I mean, you're taking the dog's vision away. Always I worry about anything. You want to make sure it's not a strangulation risk type thing. Because I've even had a dog that suffocated got its head stuck in a bag and it couldn't breathe.
Man.
And that's awful. And you just don't want to deal with things like that. So just be careful. You know, if the kids are sorting the candy on the floor like I used to do. I used to line them all up and everything. That's when the dog will raid the candy.
Well, good tips from Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby. How can people connect with you, Todd?
Hey, Taylor's on duty, 217-355-5051. She's on run the text line.
Time to get Thanksgiving and Christmas bath booked, huh?
Yeah, book them now. It's like we're in actually the slow period. But it's the lull before the storm.
We appreciate you. Thanks, Todd.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, Madison Kirby, Champagne, home of the English creams. Best candy is Laffy Taffy, the banana. Johnny, do you have a favorite candy for?
I don't think so on the Laffy Taffy.
Well, it's number one in all the rankings.
It's
everybody.
Mainly Reese's and chocolate.
The Werther caramel chews.
Caramel
Werther.
Werther.
Yeah.
The caramel chews.
Oh,
I don't get those in my bag.
Well, that's you got nowhere to look. But and then you've got the Starbursts. They're
pretty good. I had a little
and Lifesavers, just regular old Lifesavers.
Oh, the old school Lifesavers.
You got handfuls of. You're gonna get a lot of candy if you come by the inner city home we have here in Vineland.
All right, in this search, it's Snickers, Reese's, Twix, Kit Kat, and then Skittles, then Butterfingers, M&M's, Starburst, Sour Patch.
What outdated list is that?
Okay. I just said most popular candy rankings, and that's what it
Laffy
came up
Taffy
with.
Banana. Silly.
I like the Welch's snacks that are like gummies, but they're healthier.
Yes.
We've got some of those.
Okay.
So you're loaded with candy.
We're loaded up. But I do have a Sunday school class. If we don't give it all away, I'll be able to give prizes.
That's good. Good to have a plan.
The next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Minnesota in football. Have a little Brett Bielema to play for you next.
Okay,
is
good.
Minnesota in first place in the West? I think they
are. Well, we were almost right in there, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. So we go to Minnesota, so we must be a pretty good underdog up there for the big, powerful Minnesota Gophers.
Well, I'll check it right here,
I'll
Steve.
I just got it right here myself.
Okay, you tell me because I don't think it should
be
that.
What do you think the point spread for Illinois in Minnesota is?
We might be getting 3.5. That's
ooh, I think it's more.
Shouldn't
right,
be.
Right.
It's only
those
Minnesota
Vegas
odds.
Boys are smart. We're good.
Well, they are. Whatever they say.
What unbeatable prices on you?
Didn't do that. Let me just check here. 125. Mm-hmm.
I told you I should have looked it up, Steve.
You've been
faster.
That's
okay. We got
me.
Time. The game doesn't start till Saturday.
Yeah, right.
No, that's right. Betting odds, Illinois at Minnesota. Fan duel. I got it here.
Okay. And then.
I'll be doggone.
What you got?
2.5.
Oh, see, I didn't give us enough credit. Look, if you watched the last two games, you're not going to sell us too short because they play. You know, we're so results-oriented. It's amazing in football, too, how you can get after a game and say, well, they didn't do this. Oh, if they'd have done that. And it's all because the guy missed the field goal. If he'd have made it, man, did you see the way they stepped up?
Yep.
They fought to the end.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of my guys. And those two games, forget who won the games, Maryland and Wisconsin. Illinois looked like a much better football team than the first part of the season.
No, we did.
I'm going to give the coaches credit. That's what they do, and they're doing a good job.
Apparently, the guy that caught the touchdown for Wisconsin at the end of the game with 27
seconds. I might have been able to catch that one, too, by the way.
They didn't. How many mistakes were made in the football game? Because they're supposed to report that 93, who caught the pass, warmed up as 66. So you're supposed to say this man is now in the game as number. They didn't do that.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't know, and Brett appealed it, and I don't know to what end, I don't know.
Right, right.
But, I mean, so there were like two or three things that we appealed to, and what are you going to do? He lost two timeouts on referee mistakes, leaving one timeout with the last 30 seconds of the game.
But the bottom line is because of the referee Brett didn't do this, we should have done that, we always make this, that we did this stupid, and if they hadn't, the referees hadn't made those mistakes, oh, Bielma, he's really turned things around, it's really, it's all about whether you win or lose, then you go back, and it's called a post-game analysis, and it's all based on who wins.
And he just said, hey, Minnesota, he said, Wisconsin beat us, and we have to live with it, so it's just the way it is, if you have the defense clapping when that's our thing, that you can't do that, and he had to call timeout to inform them you can't clap if that's my and so he lost the timeout. Why wouldn't he get that back?
It's a good point. I think there's a lot of incidences where, as part of the game, there's a mistake made, and that's where I don't like the half in, half out technology, where they look at some things with the slow-mo and the replay, and others you can't challenge. Either all or nothing. If they would never use the replay, it would all shake out.
Probably.
But unfortunately, sometimes you get burned on the replay, then burned on the non-replay. Yeah. Well, and then you lose and you're not a good coach. So I think they need to be more all in on it and have a booth referee that says, pick up the flag. That the guy didn't even touch him.
Oh, okay.
That's it. They're kind of doing that with this. Was it quick?
We'll go to the news and pick this up. Stand by. Okay. This is WSJK Tuscola Champagne.